morning.
Nice bright sunshiny day out there.
Yes.
Have you enjoyed the winter here in Buffalo?
Yes.
Are some of you from the northern part of China where you have the same kind of weather? Do you have the same kind of weather in China?
我知道你们在北方的，住在中国北方的朋友是不是也同样有一样的天气？
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We want to make you feel at home.
我想这次冬天这么寒冷的原因，就是想让你们像在家里面一样。
I enjoyed the songs that you sang this morning.
很喜欢今天唱的圣诗。
They were all new to me except the last one.
这些对我来，除了最后一首之外，其他都是对我来说都是新歌。
And one of the lines in the first song goes so well with the message that I'm going to share with you.
其中有一个就是你们唱的那个诗歌里面的歌词，跟我们今天的要讲的信息是非常的吻合的。
The line that said, "With all my heart, I surrender to you."
那就是说我向你屈服，用我的心所有的心思意念。
How many of you know the name Billy Graham when I say Billy Graham?
我不知道你们当中有多少人认识 Billy Graham.
Maybe I should say, how many do not know when I say that name?
也许我应该把这个问题换一下，就是说有多少人不认识他的。
Are there those who do not know who Billy Graham was? You all know? Well, he's, of course, he's one of the greatest evangelists the world has ever known.
他是我们这个时代最伟大的布道家。
He married a woman who was the daughter of a missionary to China.
他的太太的父亲呢，是以前去过中国布道的。
I almost think that Ruth Graham was born in China.
我甚至觉得说，他太太是在中国出生的，他太太的名字叫Ruth。
The soloist who sang with Billy Graham for 60 years was George Beverly Shea.
那个George Beverly Shea是跟这个Billy Graham是在一起布道，他是就是每次都是在那边独唱的。 他跟他一起侍奉了60年。
And Bev Shea wrote the song that you just sang, I'd Rather Have Jesus.
他就是写那个，就是我宁愿有耶稣的那个人。
It's a song that I have sung myself many times over the years.
这首歌呢，是我自己也是一直唱的，这么过去这么多年一直唱的。
And thank you for singing it this morning.
谢谢大家今天唱这首歌。
Are any of you in the church-wide Bible study, God's at War? Are any of you in a small group that's studying God's at War?
我不知道你们当中有没有人就是在这个圣经学习小组里面学习这本偶像征战。
How many are doing that? Okay. Some of you.
看来你们有些人在学习这本书。
Because the message I share goes along with that study so well when we talk about God's desire for man.
因为我今天要讲的这个信息就是神对人的期望呢，就是跟我们现在学习的这本书呢，所说的信息是非常的吻合的。
I believe you just read the scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 5.
我知道大家刚刚读过《生命记》第5章。
Is that what the responsive reading was?
我想我刚刚听到的那个你们读的就是这第5章吧。
No, I thought so.
我想应该是的。
The last verse of that scripture is the one I want to emphasize today.
那个读的最后一节，一个经节呢，是我今天信息要强调的。
So I want to repeat that verse right now. Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me,
所以我现在要重复再读这一节，就是唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我。
And keep all of my commandments always.
常遵守我的一切诫命。
So that it might go well with them and their children forever.
使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。
The children of Israel had just received the Ten Commandments.
我们在这个经节之前呢，我们看到就是以色列人刚刚受刚从神那边领到十诫。
And as you know, they were in rebellion against God when they received them.
你如果读这个圣经的话，你会知道说他们在受到这个十诫领十诫之前呢，他们是悖逆神。
They had become impatient.
他们那时候就非常的不耐心。
They didn't want to wait for Moses to come down from the mountain.
他们不想等到摩西在下山来，在等的过程中非常的不耐心。
They didn't know what he was doing up there.
他们不知道摩西在山上做什么。
And so when he came down with the commandments from God, the children of Israel were just having a big party.
所以当摩西就是带着十诫下来的时候，那时候以色列人在那边吃喝玩乐。
And they were not waiting upon their God.
他们不是在等候神。
And so when Moses came down, it's interesting that the children of Israel said,Tell us, and we will listen to what God has to say.
所以，当摩西下到山的时候，很有趣的是，这些人就对摩西说，你跟我们讲神对我们说什么话，我们就必听从。
But God wasn't so sure that they meant that.
但是呢，神不确定他们真正的就是那样想的。
You see, God knows us better than we know ourselves.
神知道我们比我们知道自己更清楚。
And God knows our hearts.
神知道我们的心。
He searches our hearts and he knows what's in our heart.
他知道我们心的心思意念。
And I think God feels the same way about us.
我想神对我们也是有这样的感觉。
God has never been able to fully depend upon man.When we tell him something.
当我们告诉神说我们要做什么的时候，神并不能完全的相信我们。
And that's why he said what he did in Deuteronomy 5:29 that we just read.
所以这就是为什么他在第二十第五生命记第五章第二十九节这么讲。
He wants us to desire a holy life. He wants us to.Desire to have a holy life.
他要我们就是有渴望过一个圣洁的生活。
For ourselves, for our own well-being, and for our children, for our families.
不但是为我们自己，也是为我们的家，为我们的子孙后代，为我们的好处。
So I want to take this verse of scripture and break it down today. This one verse.
所以呢，我们今天着重要讲的就是第二十九节，我会逐字。逐句的这样子来分析。
First of all, true faith is directly connected with the condition of our heart.
首先呢，我真正的信仰是直接联系到我们的心，我们心的态度是怎样的。
The verse says, "Oh, that there was such a heart in them."
这里面讲到说，我唯愿他们有存这样的心敬畏我。
So God is saying He wants us to have a heart that is desirous of Him.
所以在这里面，神是讲说，他希望我们有一颗心，真的是渴望他，渴慕他。
And He knows about the natural condition of the heart.
而且呢，他知道我们的心的真正的自然的状态是怎样的。
He knows that the natural heart is in a state of evil.
他知道我们就是自然的心是恶的。
It's in a state of rebellion.
是悖逆的。
Isaiah said the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked.
啊，以赛亚书是讲到我们的心是是有这样子存的伪诈的心的。
Throughout the scriptures, we find the heart described as having a, people as having a heart of stone.
啊，我们也看到经典里面讲到我们的心很坚硬。
Or a heart that's cold.
或者是很冷的。
Or a heart that's hard.
或者是很硬的。刚硬的。
And as we said from that verse, a heart that is deceitful.
就是我们的心是就是诡诈的。
And he goes on to say other things. He says the heart is proud.
我们的心是这种骄傲的心。
The heart is self-willed.
是为了自己的。
And a word used in the scripture, the heart is carnal, meaning sinful.
是有罪的。
So God says that heart has to be removed.
所以神说这个心要必须。
It has to be replaced.
必须更换一个新的。
It has to be renewed.
必须有更新。
That's why the psalmist said, "Oh God, create in me a clean heart."
所以这就是为什么诗人讲说，哦神啊，给我造一个清洁的心。
And renew a right spirit within me.
使我的有一个重新的更新我正直的灵。
And that can only be done by the power of God in our lives.
这只有神的能力能够做到。
We cannot create that kind of heart ourselves.
我们自己不能造这样的心。
We can try to be good.
我们可以试着想做好。
We can try to change our lives around.
我们可以试着想改变我们的人生生命。
But it's impossible for mankind to do that on his own.
但是呢，是如果人是想自己，就靠自己来做是不可能的。
Mankind will always fall short in trying to do that.
因为我们总是能力不及。
But God says, I want you to have a humble heart.
神说他要我们有一个谦卑的心。
And that's the kind of heart David was praying for when he said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God."
就是用了这样子一个谦卑的心啊，大卫向神祷告，求神给他一个正直的心。
And so, the psalm said, "I want to have a heart of flesh rather than a heart of stone."
所以就说我们要一个是有血有肉的心，而不是像石头一样刚硬的心。
I want a humble heart, not a hard heart.
我们要一个柔和的心，而不是一个坚硬的心。
I want a lowly heart, not a proud heart.
我们要一个谦卑的心，而不是一个骄傲的心。
This is what that study in of God's at War is all about.
这就是那本书，我们现在小组学习的那本书，就是《偶像征战》那本书讲到的。
There is a multitude of other gods who want to occupy our heart.
有很多的偶像想占据我们的心。
And God is saying, I want to replace all those other gods.
神说他要把那个所有的其他的神的偶像都取代。
All those other things that occupy our hearts. Day and night.
就是那些日日夜夜都占据我们的心的那些事那些偶像。
So our faith in God is directly connected to the condition of our heart.
所以我们对神的信是直接联系到我们的心态的。
Secondly, a right heart involves the fear of God.
第二个我要讲的就是一个正直的心，一个正直的心呢，是直接联系到我们对神的敬畏。
You see what that verse says that we're looking at? Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me.
我们再看到二十九节 里面讲，维也人他们存这样的心敬畏我。
I wonder what that means to fear God.
我经常在想说，敬畏神是怎样的呢？
I do know one thing. People today, throughout the world, do not fear God.
但我知道说，今天这世上的人并不敬畏神。
Now there are some religions who have a God whom they fear.
有一些宗教呢，他们有神，由于他们敬，他们害怕的神。
But we're talking about a different kind of fear here this morning.
但是我们今天要讲的是敬畏，不是害怕。
I do find in our own culture in America today, there's a hate for God that's rising.
我发现在我们这个美国的文化中，有一个就是好像是憎恶的神在就是在慢慢的滋长。
People treat God in every despicable, terrible way in our society.
在我们的这个现今的世代里面，人对神的态度呢是非常的可憎的。
It has become acceptable to picture God in terrible, terrible ways.
对，在现在，人甚至就是觉得说，对神怎样的对待都是没有问题，都是可以接受的。
People do not fear God.
人不敬畏神。
There are other people who just simply ignore him.
有些人就是甚至就是不理他。
And some people think of him as a tyrant.
有些人觉得他是个暴君一样。
Unfortunately, even in some Christian circles, they picture him that way.
就是很可悲的，就是在一些基督徒的圈子里面，有些人也把神这样子来看。
Because of course God is our judge and He is just.
因为就是神是我们的审判。
But the verse we're looking at today says we should incline ourselves, our hearts to Him and fear Him.
但我们在这边看到的是，神要我们存着这样的心，存着一个心敬畏他。
If we have a right state of heart before God, we will understand that fear of God.
如果我们在神面前有一个正确的心态的话，那我们就会明白敬畏是怎样的。
The word fear here means a reverence for God.
这里面讲的敬畏这个词呢，就是说我们对神要有尊重。
It is that we stand in awe of God.
我们在神面前真的是要觉得说神是非常的伟大的。
It's a holy fear.
是一个圣洁的敬畏。
It's a loving fear.
是一个爱的敬畏。
We just stand in such awe of God because of His love for us.
我们在神面前就是觉得神是如此的伟大，因为他爱我们。
It's because of what He did for us in sending His Son to the cross of Calvary.
是因为他为我们所做的，他把他的独生子送到世上来。
We stand amazed at that.
我们站在那边仰望神，是觉得是说是如此的惊讶。
Sometimes we are speechless. We don't even have words to describe what God did for us.
我们甚至有时候就觉得说，不知道用怎样的言语来描绘神对我们的爱。
And because of that, we fear God.
是因为这样子。我们敬畏神。
The fear of God includes His perfection.
敬畏神包括他的完美。
It's because of all of His great works.
他的所做的所有的伟大的工作。
And His glory.
他的荣光。
And yes, His judgments.
还有对他的审判。
And this is what Moses is talking about in the scripture when he says, oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me, speaking of God.
所以这就是这个就是摩西在这经节里面讲到说啊、要愿不愿他们存敬畏的存这样的心敬畏神 的意思。
And so a right heart, thirdly, it involves obedience to God.
正确的心态也包括说我们要顺服神。
You see what the next phrase is in that verse?
我们看接下来的一个句子。
And keep all my commandments always.
常遵守我的一切诫命。
Well, he had just given them 10, didn't he?
他在这之前他刚给他们十诫。
You all know what the 10 commandments are?
你们都知道十诫是什么吗？
Has anyone here memorized the 10 commandments?
谁记能够记备注十诫呢？
And of course we would all admit that we've broken almost all of them, right?
我们要承认我们十诫没有一个遵守的。
There may be a couple that you haven't broken.
可能有一些你遵守了。
Possibly you've never stolen anything. I don't know.
可能你从来没有偷过人家的东西。我不知道，我就这么想。
But as you know,
但是你知道。
It is humanly impossible to keep all of those commandments.
就是要我们把这十诫全部都守住了，对人来说是。几乎是不可能的。
Yet that does not give us a license to disobey.
但是呢，这并不意味我们就可以说不顺服神。
God says, "Oh, that you might have a heart to fear God and keep my commandments."
神说，愿你们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命。
And I noticed he used that little word all.
然后我发现他用的这个一个词就是 all， 就是中文是译成唯愿。
Now we wish he would have said 75% of my commandments。
我就是希望说他说哦哦，对不起，刚刚是他讲了一个字是一切哦。我希望说神只是说75%。
Or maybe 51% of his commandments.
或者说只是51%。
That way we would have the balance. We would be more good than bad.
这样子呢，我们会就是说好的比坏的多。
And of course, that's the way many people think.About getting to heaven.
这是很多人想说他们能够去天堂的。
If they're 51% good and 49% bad, they think they're okay.
如果他们有51%的是好的，49%是坏的，那他们还是一样是算好的，可以进天堂。
I'm interested in the phrase in that verse, the way it's written here.When it says, and keep all of my commandments always.
我觉得这一句非常有趣，他就说要常遵守我的一切诫命。
It sounds like God wants the children of Israel to pursue obedience to God.
这里面神要以色列民来顺服他。
And even if we stumble along the way,
即便我们中间有跌倒的，
even if we find it difficult at times to do it,
即便我们有时候觉得说很难做到，
even if we find that we're very weak in some areas of our life,
即便有时候我们觉得说我们真的是很软弱。
I believe we need to be obedient to God's desire and wishes here that he's telling the children of Israel.
我们还是必须顺服神，就是像在这边他教导以色列子民要顺服他一样。
God gave those commandments to Israel for a reason.
神把这些诫命给以色列人是他有他的原因的。
And the reason for what was for their own well-being.
啊，这个原因就是为了他们永远得福。
And for their own happiness.
为了他们幸福，他们的好处。
And their own satisfaction.
啊，使他们可以满足。
It was not to reward them with self-righteous reasons.
他要他们这样子做，不是让他们好像觉得自以为意。
But for the love of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice He made for us on the cross.
是因为为了基督的爱和还有他在十架上为我们所做的牺牲。
You see, all of God's commandments are good.
我们知道神给我们所的一切的诫命都是好的。
All of God's commandments are wise.
都是有智慧的。
And they're important and they're necessary for all of us.
而且他们是对我们来说是所有的都是重要的，都是必须的。
I believe the happiest people in the world are those who are obedient to God and His commandments.
我相信世界上最幸福的人就是那些顺服神的人。遵守他诫命的人。
In fact, Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you."
耶稣这么说，就说如果你遵守我的诫命，你就是我的朋友。
And again, it is not just for some of the time, but for all of the time.
这边我要强调的就是不是有时候而已，而是一直都常常这样。
Because the scripture says we should be prepared all the time.
圣经教导我们，我们要一直都准备好。
In times of prosperity and times of adversity.
不管我们是在好的光景还是在不好的光景。
The scripture says in season and out of season.
不管得时不得时。
That means when it seems easy or good to obey and difficult other times.It's still good to be obedient.
即便有时候我们觉得说我们可以做到，或者有时候觉得很难做到，我们都应该顺服神。
And the scripture says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life."
圣经跟我们说要忠心至死，那就得到生命的冠冕。
And so, dear friends, that's why it's so important for us today to learn to be obedient to God.
所以这就是为什么这么我们要学习顺服神是这么的重要。
In our day-to-day life, seek to be obedient to the Lord.
在我们的生活的每一个时刻，我们都要顺服神。
And as I said, God knows our hearts.
我讲到了神知道我们的心。
He knew the hearts of the children of Israel.
他知道以色列民的心。
It turned out he was right, wasn't he?
他是对的，就是我们能够看到在圣经里面。
God gave them the commandments.
神给他们十诫。
And Moses brought them down from the mountain.
摩西把这十诫带下山来。
And the children of Israel said, "Tell us, and we will listen to what God says."
以色列民对他讲说，跟我们，你把神的话跟我们讲，我们会遵从。
History shows us that they didn't really do very well for very long with that request.
但是呢，我们后面会看到他们并不能坚持多久。
The wonderful thing for us today is that we have the Holy Spirit of God to help us with this.
今天对我们来说最美好的事情就是我们有圣灵来帮助我们。
We have the knowledge of the Savior.
我们知道救主。
We know that He paid the price.
我们知道他为我们赎了价，赎了我，他为我们付他赎救了我们，救赎了我们。
And we know that He gave us the Ten Commandments and many more. of how to live the Christian life. And he sent us the Holy Spirit to help us do it. There's a little promise at the end of this verse. So that it might go well with them and their children forever. So God, in recognizing the family, says, if you will be obedient to me, I will bless you and your family. And it will be important for your children to see you be obedient to God.
对你的孩子来说，非常的重要一件事，就是他要看到你顺服神。
So, can we respond to God sincerely with that? Can we say as Israel did with more sincerity, we will listen to what God says?
让我们能够一个就是很认真的心来回应神。
So God desires that all will go well for us.
这样的话，神对我们的期望是能够让我们永远得福。
That does not mean that we will not have problems and worries and hurts in this life.
这并不意味说我们就不会有问题的，我们就不会有伤痛了。
It does mean it will go well for us for eternity.
但是呢，他讲的就是说，我们在永生中，我们有永远的福。
Unfortunately, we are still subject to the fall of man.
但是呢，我们现在的状态，我们还是在罪中。
And it is true that bad things happen to good people.
我们知道说。 坏事会发生在好人身上。
But ultimately, God is in control of our lives.
但最终，神是掌管我们的生命的。
And God knows our hearts.
神知道我们的心。
And God will bless us in our lives.
神会祝福我们在我们的生活中。
If we are obedient to Him.
如果我们顺服他的话。
And give Him first place in our lives.
把他放在我们生活的首位。
And not have any other gods before us.
不要把其他的偶像放在首位。
May God bless you all today.
愿神祝福你。
Amen.